Turkish police have detained 12 people over collapsed buildings in the southeastern provinces of Gaziantep and Sanjurfa. Those taken into custody included building contractors. Asad Bey has more now from Istanbul.
Now, we're hearing around 12 people have been detained about the construction of these buildings. Now, two of those here in Istanbul. Now, one of those individuals, Mehmet Coşkun, he's responsible for the construction of a 12-story building in Hatay, which had around 250 apartments. Now, that building came down during the earthquake. Now, he was detained at Istanbul airport. He was getting ready to leave for Montenegro. He had some cash on him, which was confiscated by authorities. Now, in his indictment, which has been leaked to the media here, he says that his buildings follow the regulations, that he doesn't know why the building came down, that he has other buildings that are still standing, and that he had followed those regulations. But the public prosecutor has also put out detention orders on 29 other individuals surrounding the construction of buildings. Now, questions are being asked of the government, here around those building regulations and the standards of construction. Now, back in 2018, there was an amnesty around those building regulations, and in some cases, people just paid a fine. And experts had warned about those standards in the event of an earthquake. Now, those questions continue to remain, and the government deny that building regulations were ignored, but this question will continue to remain as the weeks and months go on.